Hi, this is Paul Ingram of PainScience.com. It is Sunday, October 15th. I'm putting the finishing touches on a post and doing the audio version and sending it out at a very unusual time. I don't usually work on Sunday. I try very hard to keep that day peaceful. No religious reason, just cultural. It tends to be a quiet day and is historically the only day that I consistently take off. But here I am. Due to circumstance, I happen to be working this one time on a Sunday. Just a short post for you today about cell phone horns, plus the salamander on NPR about tech and bodies. So I've got a link for you in the post, a terrific article about that hilariously dumb cell phone usage causes horns kerfuffle back in 2019, which you may or may not have heard anything about. The title of that article is Science Journal Walks Back Claim That Smartphones Make Millennials Grow Horns. No doubt they walked it back because it was really not actually science. That incident was a pitch-perfect example of the power of fear-mongering misinformation based on so-called science right before a mighty explosion of much more profound examples from the pandemic. Nisigan Apkin's antidote article there is 10 times more detailed than anything I would have written about this, despite the fact that it's exactly the kind of thing that I like to write about. He really goes for it, leaves no stone unturned, and even goes on a digression about the overwhelming power of misinformation. It's truly great, earnest, high road debunking, great stuff, which is why I wanted to highlight it and give you a link. But I have a quibble. Maybe it's a little too much of a good thing. It takes a silly topic a bit too seriously, gives it too much oxygen and attention. There's only one thing that 99% of people need to know about cell phones causing bone spurs on your skull. It was nonsense based solely on self-serving junk science. And the headlines it generated were clickbait crap unworthy of our attention. That's it. That's all you need to know. There is no such thing as cell phone horns, no more than there were newspaper horns. The only thing that that claim was good for, and maybe this is why Apkin really went for it with that article, is that it is a truly exceptional example of a fanciful demonization of a very ordinary posture. Related to that, tangentially, NPR contacted me a while back. Specifically, they wanted to know if I would come on a show and talk about the cell phone horns thing. I did go on the show, but didn't end up talking about that, or at least not very much. So I will soon be heard on a new NPR series about the relationship between our technology and our bodies. It's called The Body Electric. It's hosted by Manoush Zomorodi, who's probably best known for her TED talk about boredom and creativity. The series started a couple weeks ago, and I will be appearing in episode 4 on October 24th. Two episodes have been released so far, one about screens, the other about desks, both things I spend a lot of time with. I haven't heard my episode yet. I had a very pleasant conversation with Ms. Zomorodi, but I felt like I spent the whole interview saying, nope, not really concerned about that either. The show officially reached out to me because of my attitude or my attitude problem. They asked for my posture debunking, but I got the impression that Manoush was surprised by just how unconcerned I am about tech and our bodies. I just won't endorse any hand-wringing of this kind. I have even pushed back against alarmism about excessive sitting and sedentariness. It's not that I have no concerns. It's that I think they tend to rank rather low on our list of things that make us uncomfortable in life and need our attention. So I've probably been cast in the role of token skeptic for the series. We shall see, or hear, rather. And then, with perfect irony, I got bitten by an uncomfortable chair during the interview, and I developed a significant new nagging pain It has been an annoyance ever since, 4 months and counting. I can feel it right now as I'm talking to you, a pain that started in June. Hilarious. Does irony get any more ironic than that? I'll wrap up just by telling a story. There's a photo in the post of a weird building. When I went to go do this interview, I went to an actual studio. I got to go to a recording studio for once. I was recording an interview for real radio and not just in my home office zooming for a podcast or talking at my laptop like I am now. The imposing building on the left in the photo is a huge building. It's several stories tall and yet virtually featureless, just a vast prairie of metal, gray metal siding. It is the new home of Vancouver's notoriously foul-smelling chicken processing plant, which has lived on the east side of Vancouver for, I don't know, probably several decades at least. Presumably, the new one is stink insulated. Anyway, the studio is the teensy little old commercial building beside it. And when I showed up, it was kind of a puzzling scene. Work people bustling around, and the studio looked like it would. Well, it didn't look. It was literally boarded up, and it turned out that the boarding up part was very temporary. It was just because they were doing some work in front of it and they didn't want to break any windows. So it was just temporary boarding up. They were open. They were in there. And inside is this actually very cozy space. Obviously been there a long time. Lots of recording has gone on in there. Lots of hippie vibe. It was very, very pleasant, actually, inside. You can't tell at all from the outside. So I went in there and courtesy of NPR did some recording. The last time that I did real radio was in the early 2000s. I hosted a very artsy Friday night anything goes show with a guy who became a dear friend and has now passed away. Rest in peace, Mike. I did also a few gigs back then as an aspiring freelance audio producer for CBC Radio 1. Good times. There was a lot I loved about that work, but I mostly abandoned it in favor of massage therapy and writing. And here we are. So it was kind of exciting to get an invite from NPR. Felt a bit overdue, frankly, and it was a real pleasure to go and record an actual studio. I wonder how the final product is going to sound. Thanks for listening, and I hope you tune in to The Body Electric as well. Talk to you next time.